Investigators from the Harnett County Sheriff's Office believe the cause of death was an accidental electrocution, but a final determination has not yet been made. Owens was working with an antenna mast in the Chicoa Civil War Cemetery during a Parks on the Air POTA activation in North Carolina. He was an avid participant with POTA, activating over 660 parts. He was an ARRL member and a member of the Potomac Valley Radio Club. He held an amateur extra class license and earned his first amateur radio license in 1985 when he was just 13 years old. Many condolences have been posted on social media. He was a great CW op, and I had many POTA QSOs with him, said Thomas Court, VA2NW. Services were scheduled for July 10th at the Calvary Episcopal Church in Tarboro, North Carolina. Don Lynn Jr., ND7L of Nampa, Idaho, has been appointed section manager of the ARRL Idaho section. Lynn has served as the assistant section manager since 2019 and the state government liaison since 2020. He is an ARRL life member. He will serve the remainder of a term expiring September 30th, 2026. He replaces Don Marler, K7REX, who resigned from the position due to health issues. Marler had served in that role since 2019. The ARRL field organization is the grassroots core that makes up the 60,000 volunteers among ARRL membership. It's divided into 71 sections. Each section is led by a volunteer section manager who is nominated and voted on by members of that section. Section managers serve two-year terms. Michael Dean, K5MFD, ARR Oklahoma Section Public Information Coordinator, passed away on July 7, 2025. He was 77 years old. Dean was first licensed as a technician in 1991 and upgraded to a general license class in 2010. He served as a public information officer since 2013 and a section public information coordinator from 2014 to 2016 and since 2019. He was also the section state government liaison since 2016. Dean was well known as the University of Oklahoma Sooners radio engineer and producer for the OU football and basketball teams. He was also known for his unmistakable and iconic voice and storytelling. Dean worked as a historian of everything and served in the U.S. Army Reserve and as a United States Marine. Funeral service will be held on Saturday, July 12, 2025 at 10 a.m. at the Edmund Church of Christ in Edmund, Oklahoma.